Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, glassware. One of the best things you can do for your craft beer, pour it in a glass.
Do put your craft beer in a glass. I have a preference to drink all my beers out of a glass. There's a couple times that I'll drink it out of the bottle or out of the can. Not that there's anything wrong with that if that's the way people choose to do it, but I personally prefer out of the glass. Even if I'm at home drinking the light beer made from New Ulm, I will still put it in a pint glass. Just
me too.
Maybe I like the way the beer looks. Maybe half of it is that everything that's in a bottle or in a can is a bit ambiguous because you can't really see what it is. It's probably the nerdy side of me. I enjoy how craft beer looks and how beer looks in general.
Seth Cook there from Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings. The appearance and the aroma are important aspects of the experience of drinking a good beer.
Beers will smell their best when they actually pour with a head and have a way to for the CO2 to effervesce to come up out of them. And that's regardless of the beer. Even if you don't think your beer that you're drinking has a really strong or powerful or notable aroma, the truth is, yes, it does. I mean, even American light beers have a notable aroma that contributes to the flavor profile of a beer. When you drink it out of a can or drink it straight out of the bottle, I mean, that's not a wrong way. I'm not going to tell you you're drinking your beer wrong, but if you do have the chance to pour it into a cup, I think it will change even that very same beer will change the experience on that beer. So you want to be able to see the beer. That's why I like clear glassware. I like to see how it looks. I mean, that seems like a kind of a geeky thing, but that's the truth. I like to see the bubbles, and I like to see the color of the beer. And I do like to smell the beer and be able to really get that both senses, not just taste, but also smell. And I think that really opens up how a beer tastes and how I interpret a beer.
Pouring a beer into a glass just makes it better.
There's some people that will say, oh, draft beer is better than bottled beer. And there's probably a couple of reasons that's true. But even if you compared draft beer versus just drinking from a bottle beer, they're fantastically different. But if you take that bottle beer and pour it into a cup just as a draft beer is poured, you're going to get a lot closer to that experience. There's still things that are done to bottled beer sometimes that just require it to be different. But grab a glass, pour it in.
More Beer Untapped right after this.
I like a glass of beer. I like a glass of beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We talk glassware. No matter what kind of beer you're drinking, it's going to be better if you consume it from a glass with a proper pour. And that means plenty of head. So, what kind of glass? There are almost as many styles of beer glasses as there are styles of beer. Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings says, you can always start with the basic.
Most commonly, people think of the shaker. You know, that's what it's a 16-ounce glass that if you pour a 12-ounce beer appropriately into it, you get the perfect head, and it looks beautiful. So that's the 16-ounce American shaker. And those are appropriate for a whole lot of styles, everywhere from pilsners to IPAs to stouts. I mean, it is quite all right to drink a lot of beers out of shakers. Now, you will get some benefit for different beers if you drink them out of different styles of glasses. The stout glass that I use is an Imperial Nonic glass, and it's actually a 20-ounce glass.
Did the Brits come up with the Nonic pint?
Yes, they did. So that is, it's the bubbled glass. It has the bubbled
bubble top.
I think it's a better grip on my stouts, and also since it's a little bigger, I don't have to get up as often to go fill it up. So that's but in reality, it opens, the whole thing is open. It has kind of a wider mouth on it. Really, really good for the foam that stouts are known for.
Generally with craft beer, the bigger, the stronger the beer, the smaller the glass. As the alcohol level goes up, the serving size naturally comes down.
The other glass that we use commonly at the pub here is the tulip glass. It's a little smaller in the portion size, but that's usually because the beers that we put in it are intense. And those are neat glasses. We use kind of an ambiguous tulip glass here because that covers a lot of bases, and it covers actually most of the craft beer bases.
It's probably the most common tulip, right. The one you see the most often. Right. And it works great.
It works. And there's chalice glassware as well. If you get into some of the really specialty stuff, they have specialty glassware for specialty styles. I think Sam Adams made their own glassware. A Kolsch glass is probably it's a tall cylinder style glass that makes Kolsch beer just look gorgeous. The Hef glasses, you know, there's tall Pilsner glasses. In my private collection at home, I have probably one of every type of those glasses.
Yeah,
and,
same here.
And I like to use them, and I like to use them not only for the theater of it, but there is some mechanical value in just how it looks, but also there's some ways that it can intensify the flavor.
Craft beer geeks can get a bit nerdy when it comes to glassware, but they don't hold a candle to beer lovers in Belgium.
Where they will serve the beer not only in the appropriate style glassware, but actually labeled by the brewery. The brewery will provide the glassware for the bar. And if you were to, say, order a certain type of Pilsner that has been popular that night and none of the glassware has been washed or is available for it, the bartender there will tell you to order something else because they will refuse to sell you said Pilsner or said Lambic or whatever it is in the glassware that's not labeled by the brewery. And I like that. That's fun. That's a cultural thing that's really cool. Probably won't see that here at Wooden Legs. I definitely will serve you a Wooden Legs Brewing Company logoed glass. but we're not gonna have a certain logo on every single brand.
Styles of glassware and collecting craft beer glassware can be a blast, but if you're just starting out on the craft beer adventure, don't worry too much about it. Just get that beer in a glass. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.